Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a podcast from BBC Studios, a commercial subsidiary of the BBC.
Hi, I'm Kay.
And I'm Kate.
And this is The Magic Ingredient. We're getting so much better at saying it at the same time. It's like we wander around all day saying, hey, I'm Kay.
We don't walk around the house practicing the magic ingredient, do we?
No. Just told them. Anyway, no, we don't, I promise. So we invite a guest who brings the magic ingredient in and
we cook them a meal.
Way. And yeah, the magic ingredient could be anything. Like, it could be an ingredient that they found really difficult to cook with.
Their favourite ingredient. Their least favourite ingredient that they want to do something different with.
Or maybe they just want to, like, make a squirm. And this week we have Anton Dubec, who I think it goes without saying what Anton does.
I think everyone will probably know Anton.
If they don't, he's on Strictly. And he's been on Strictly for, I think, the longest amount of time than anyone. And yeah, he's lovely. He's really, really, really nice and quite hilarious. But yes, Anton, so how this usually works is the guest usually tells us what their magic ingredient's going to be.
Yep.
Anton didn't, because he doesn't do most of the cooking.
So he let us choose his magic ingredient for him.
And what did you choose, Kate?
We chose ginger.
And then Kate decided to make things really difficult for herself and bake.
I'm not a baker.
And I know that you're not a baker.
But I'm not a baker.
Anton Dubec used to be a baker.
Yes. So I just thought I'd make it even more difficult for myself.
So not only are you dealing with the anxiety of this being our second podcast, as meeting Anton Dubec for the first time, kind of, we'll come to that in a sec, but
baking for a former baker.
Yeah. And should we talk about the first time that we met Anton Dubec?
You say met. Like we actually met him.
Oh, God. I have to relive this moment. So we did an interview on Radio 2. And we came out of Radio 2 quite recently. And so you come out of Radio 2 and it's like, it's not as magical as you think. However, it is as magical as you think because you're like, oh, my God, I'm at Radio 2. Anyway, I digress. We come out of the studio. And who is sat on the sofa?
Anton Dubec.
And
so after much nudging and like, it's Anton Dubec, we turned around because no one had the guts to go and say hello.
No, we really didn't have the guts to say hello. However, I wanted to prove that I'd been in the presence of Anton
Dubec. In the same room as Anton Dubec.
In the same room as Anton. Yeah. We were breathing the same oxygen for a very minute moment of time, yeah. Which sounds really wrong, actually, in hindsight, but it was quite funny at the time. And so I was walking to the lift, and they have these amazing glass walls because it's a bit fancy. And I took a selfie of myself. I have to state my selfie game is not strong. However, you really have to zoom in to see Anton Dubec in the background.
So obviously, we have to share this story with him.
Yes, and I've relived this a few times and this is the most painful. But I think he found it quite funny. So yeah, this is us, well, me.
Telling Anton Dubec she's basically a stalker. So this is Kay's photograph with Anton Dubec.
You've only got half my head. I mean, it's not even a full photo. You've got a bigger picture of a water bottle than you have of me.
It was in Kay's claim to fame since
I'm quite proud of this photo.
It's a lovely photo. It's a shame you couldn't have got a full size photograph of me. Then people would have probably believed you.
So we're here to talk about your magic ingredient, and you didn't you let us pick one for you, which is incredibly nice of you.
Well,
thank you.
Like that. I'm very generous with my magic ingredients.
And we chose ginger.
Nice.
And we heard a little birdie told us that you used to bake quite a lot.
I did.
Used to be a baker. Used to be a baker.
And Kate thought she'd, well...
Well, thought we'd bake a ginger sponge.
Oh, don't even start. You see, now you've tapped into me, my little favourite things in life. A few of my favourite things. Now, that is a little death by custard. Ooh, that would be my preferred
like
way to go.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Are
you a cold custard?
I'm a cold custard.
See, my mother-in-law likes cold baked beans. And I never understand anybody likes anything cold. Like gazpacho, that makes no sense. I mean, I have had, you know, the custard that has been cold in the past, but I don't like things like sandwiches out of a fridge.
Oh,
and I'm not even
out the fridge.
I can't have a sandwich out of the fridge. It drives me mad. Cold bread gives me the ump.
So. Some of our readers. Yeah, readers.
Do you have readers on a podcast?
Facebook folk.
Oh, I see my podcast.
Yeah, because this is the second podcast, so we haven't got many listeners yet. We don't know how many listeners we're going
to
have.
I'm glad I've come to something that's new. I'm only used to 10 million people watching me. Don't feel any pressure.
It's an awful lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
Isn't it?
You get used to it after a while. Once you get through the first 5 million, you're all right. The selfies take a bit of time, but it's rewarding.
So anyway, Shirley came to us and she uses fresh ginger in ginger and lemon shots. No alcohol, though.
No. What would you do then otherwise? I thought that would be the only... It sounds like she's doing something unique. But I feel like I've heard that people have been doing that since time...
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a tried and tested...
It's like a hot toddy.
But no alcohol. We also had so many suggestions of marinades in curries, noodles, and we wanted to do something a bit sweet.
Nice.
Because
I love that.
Most suggestions were savoury.
Yeah.
And Kate's comfort zone is savoury. We thought we'd make it difficult
I'm
for
I'm not a baker.
Aren't you?
No. At all, so
we're setting this up so well. By the way,
it's like the softest of bottoms ever. I'm looking forward to it though because you've got custard on the menu and you've got a sponge cake.
Yeah,
and I love all that.
Yeah,
I love old fashioned puddings,
like school dinners, but less school, more dinner
or pudding.
Hopefully, a lot nicer. Yes, pudding.
Not like a school dinner at all.
No, not like a school dinner at all. But maybe the nostalgia
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia's good. Yeah, we can agree on nostalgia.
Are we going to actually make something?
Well Kate's.
I'm going to go.
Kate's going to make.
I'm going to.
She's pretty much.
You're going to start making.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
She's already made the custard.
You've already made the custard.
I've already made the custard.
Just prep the ingredients.
Did you do the whole milk and? Eggs and all that on the market with the vanilla pod.
Yeah, well, and vanilla extract.
No, extract.
Pod, yes.
All right.
We're not posh enough for a pod.
No,
are
we're
you?
We're not. No.
Well.
So I'll go and get going.
I'm glad I came.
It's extract though.
It's extract.
Not thingy. Not essence.
Not essence. Yeah.
Not essence.
Yeah. So it's kind of it'll be nice. I promise.
Oh, I've no doubt about
promise.
That.
No pressure, Kate.
Okay, I'm going.
Okay, go. So Kate's off.
Yeah, I'm off.
Yeah, she's off. So you used to be a baker.
Yes, I did. Many years.
How? Why?
Why? Employment, essentially. I was about, how old was I? 16, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, basically, just for a job. It wasn't a vocation or a calling or anything like that. And I started working as a trainee baker in a bakery.
Yeah.
And started off by cleaning out the machines, and all the sort of bakers used to get in about 4 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning. And I used to get in about 7 o'clock. They'd all be gone by about 11. And I'd do a few bits and pieces, you know, during the day. And then basically after they left, I just cleared up.
Oh.
Your role is to clear. As a trainee, your job is to clear up. It's the same when I worked in kitchens when I was younger. I was washer-upper.
Yeah, all that sort
of stuff. You're there, you're just there to clear up. And and then you pick up a few things along the way. And then I started to learn how to bake a bit. And then I started coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then that meant I could lift in some of the flour. Thank you. I went from washing up to lifting and carrying. Nice. And then I became a semi-skilled baker. Then I became a skilled baker. And I was in at 3 o'clock with the other lads. And I was... proper doing the full bifter. Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of started the same way.
Yeah, I didn't have any sort of particular vocation for being a chef. I just sort of fell into it after school. I just thought, I don't know what to do, so...
I never went to college. I think I would like to have gone to college. There was a girl in... She was lovely, super good. She was sort of the brains of the outfit. So if you needed to know anything technical, you'd ask Fiona. She knew. The other guys, they sort of were bakers who learnt by watching. And so you learn the skills through mistakes and don't do that. You're getting told off every 5 minutes.
I think that's the best way to learn things sometimes.
Well, it is. It is to a degree. I think you need a technical information as well. And of course, Fiona was there to give us it. Yeah. So if you're needing anything technical, then
she could tell
us the technical stuff and then you'd learn that way. So I sort of had the best of both worlds. A very, very practical training as well as a bit of technical stuff from Fiona, bless her. I piggybacked off her schooling.
Do you still bake now, every now and
again? I live at home a little bit with the children, but I hadn't done for years. And then I started doing a few bits for This Morning, and then I loved it, and I got back into it and thought, oh, this is great fun, and started doing it with the children. Gorgeous. I love it. So I enjoy it. You know, it's fun. I like baking. Cooking, I have no time for or no
level. Yeah, I was going to say that. You've said that you're not expert.
No interest at all. I think it's nonsense. And it's all taste and sniff. And it's great. My problem is I can't see when anything's done. I'm a bit colourblind. So just make, is that a bit pink? I've absolutely no idea. It'd have to be cerise for me to be able to see if it's pink or not.
So
you're black. You'd get botulism before you'd get nice something cooked. Not even actual sort of chefing. No.
You see, I'm the opposite way around.
Baking. I like it. It's technical.
Everyone says baking's so relaxing, but I don't find it relaxing at all. I'm just like
technical. Yeah.
Baking.
It is because you don't want a soggy bottom or flopping souffle or something like that. You've got to use the correct ingredients. You've got to, and I like it's a bit more. I mean, it's like all these things. Same with dancing, really. You can be expressive once you've learned the mechanics and the technique. Once
the you foundation. Get the technique,
then you can sort of fly with expression. Same with, I'm sure chef, I mean, I tease the chefs, really, but they are brilliant. It's the same with that, really. You have to understand the technique and the mechanics of how this stuff works, and then you can be expressive and artistic on top of that.
It'd be like Kate showing you how she dances. It's just not going to happen.
It's never going to happen. I don't think I'll be invited on Strictly anytime soon.
Never mind.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How was your sponge?
It's done.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it done?
It's done.
It's done, yeah. Oh, my northernness is... It really comes done. Out. It's done. And we have frequent discussions at work.
Do you?
Yeah, we do.
Breaks the silence. How are we doing over there?
I think we're ready.
Are we?
We are.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's quite exciting, actually. We tasted what we had this the other night, didn't we? Mm-hmm.
Are you going to shove it again? Is that the custard?
That's the custard.
Oh, it's the custard?
Yeah, the custard.
It's the custard. Which ones are my nostalgic puddings? Well, I like anything that goes with custard. I like a sponge.
Yeah.
I love a sponge pudding. So ginger sponge.
It smells amazing.
I've got spotted dick. Bread and butter pudding. Start me on that.
Oh, okay. Next time we cook for Anton, you need to do a bread and butter pudding.
Is it any good?
There may not be a next time. when he's tasted this, let's...
Confidence.
Just wait and see.
Look out.
Look at that custard.
Look at that custard.
Custard.
You serve it to me and I'll say it. You're like, oh.
You going to bring it over? Good.
I like the way you've got three spoons like you think you're going to have any.
I'll just leave it there.
You get a selection of spoons. Selection there you go.
The which three one? Spoons. I'm going to leave it for a moment because it's actually
it
on fire.
That's another thing that annoys
me. That's the thing that annoys me with food is people who bring out food that's so piping hot you can't eat it.
Yeah.
I want to throw it at people when it happens. Okay, it drives me mad. There's a lot of stuff that does that to me, isn't it? Have you sensed that?
What, things that annoy you?
Underneath this sunny disposition, there's quite a lot of anger. I sense.
What's the
I feel I should lie down on that couch. Talk about your childhood. I don't want to talk about your childhood. You talk about your
you
childhood.
You made me angry.
How's your relationship with your mother? Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
What's one of the things that winds you up the most, apart from being invited onto podcasts?
Oh, no, I love a podcast. Really new. No, I love a podcast, especially when it's their second one they've ever done.
They didn't have the guts to meet me the first time, and they took a selfie of me where I look like a pea in the background.
Yeah, exactly. What other things are what? That wind me up? I don't really get wound up by much. No. There's just certain little things that make you go, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Why have you served me this? Why have you served me food that's on fire?
I think he's irritated, Kate.
Let me tell you, this is all right. I can tell. No, it's custard.
It's custard, though.
I tell you what annoys me. Porridge that's too runny. Porridge that comes out like soup.
Yep.
That's going straight in your lap. And the other thing are poached eggs that are hard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm chucking them at you.
Incensed.
Let me tell you. Another thing that gets on my nerves with food is when they serve it to you on like a chopping board.
Oh, on not a plate.
Not a plate. Yes. They bring you out food on a board. What's this? Take it away. Put it on a plate like a normal person. What do you think I am?
Chopping boards without a piece of paper either, so you don't know what else to do.
Side plates seem to have gone out of fashion. That annoys me. They give you bread and you've got no side plate. What am I going to do? Oh, the other thing that gets on my nerves.
Just as shortly.
I think we've opened the can of worms. Yes,
is when they give you butter in a packet. Why don't you put, in the old days, right, once upon a time, they used to give you butter in like a dish, in like a butter thing, and then they used to sweep the top so it was flat across the, like, and butter.
Yeah. Yep.
And they might even cover it up with some sort of piece of paper,
yeah.
like in a posh place. Mm-hmm. You take the paper off, you've got butter in a dish.
Yep.
Just a small, massive
none of this plastic foil.
And then you have, now they give you just a little square of butter in a piece of
foil.
And you have to unwrap the butter.
And when it started to go soft.
No, I hate that. I don't even mind that.
You can't get it off. And then the
it's when it's too hard. When they bring it straight out the fridge.
Yeah.
They say, spread that. Really spread that. Apart from those things, nothing at all.
Your sponge looks like it's cooled down.
Oh, Kate. You little beauty.
Mm.
Oh, that is nice, isn't it? Oh, the custard. The custard's lovely. Just hang fire when I just put my face in it.
And there goes misophonia.
I'm going to use it as a moisturiser when we get home. It's so nice.
Oh. Anton de Bet just said he wants to smother your custard all over his face. Is that one thing that you never thought your life would come to, Kate?
I never thought I'd hear that.
I can't wait to see if that one stays in the podcast. Anton de Bet wants to smother your custard all over his face. Good luck with that.
Enjoy.
Kate, you're a little beauty. Well done, you.
Glad you
That's terrific.
It.
And you've got a book out?
We've got two books.
Three
books.
You've got three books?
Three books.
Have you done one on sponges and custard?
We've actually got a sticky toffee sponge in one of them.
We have, yeah.
But because there's so many recipes floating around...
We can't remember where
We can't remember where anything is at all. In fact, is it? I don't know. I haven't got a clue where it is. I sound really bad.
Maybe it's... Second book?
It might be second. No, not second book. First book, I think, book. But I'm not entirely sure.
I'm losing the will to live.
Sorry.
It's all the same with you.
Apologies.
I wish I'd never asked.
We sold, 1.5 million books since March last year.
Have you?
Yeah.
Nice going. Thanks. Good going. My paperback of my novel comes out in this month, actually.
I've heard about it. Heard about this.
Yeah, it's terrific. I've sold 10 million.
Nearly.
What's it about?
Nearly. It's a romantic novel.
Very good. Bit of romance?
Well, generally speaking, in a romantic novel, there has to be
an element of romance. Romance. Yeah,
and dancing, naturally. Yeah. But it's not about dancing. I'm going to send you a copy.
When's it out?
Well, it's already out, but the paperback comes out in March.
Sorry.
No, don't apologise.
Oh, the paperback. So you're...
No, I'm not reading it. It's just the paperback.
No. Yeah.
Hardback out already.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Kate.
I'll translate.
I'm awful.
I like your tattoo up your arm.
Thanks. It stops just here.
Why is that?
Because
that money?
No, I didn't have the guts to take it. It was.
It looks expensive.
It's been painful.
Was it?
It was extremely painful. It's my first tattoo.
Crikey Moses.
Will probably be my last.
I'm surprised, look at it.
Yeah, it's all dots. it hurt quite a lot. I was texting Kate going, oh my God, please just come
Why
and
didn't
rescue
you just...
me.
What's it about?
So all of these are different.
Yeah.
I'm not moisturised today, so it's a bit flaky. I do apologise.
Nice, flaky skin.
But yeah, it's a mandala.
It's a mandala?
It's a mandala on there, and there's another one there, and then it's just a pattern, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
You just
liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find tattoos fascinating, only because I'm not brave enough to have them myself. And I'm always interested in why people have tattoos.
Yeah.
I'm always asking people about their tattoos. I'm always, that's such an interesting one. And because I find it fascinating, because when I was young,
yeah,
people had tattoos, but they're not like they are.
Not like
now.
That, no.
They're sort of, I call the old fashioned sailor tattoos.
Yeah,
like love and hate.
My
brother in law's got all that, and
all
that stuff there, and a bit there, and a naked woman up there, and all that sort of. All of those sort of things. Never, but now it's all sort
it's
of.
It's all very.
Body art, they call it now, really.
Yeah.
And to the point where sometimes it gets so much you can't see anything.
Yeah.
But still brilliant. But my problem with the whole thing is it's permanent, you know. I'd have a tattoo if I could have a henna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very brave, isn't it? But I'd like a henna tattoo.
I think I'm one of the most indecisive people that I know, because I am extremely indecisive. But when I knew I wanted a tattoo, I didn't know what I wanted.
That's the problem as well.
I saw this lady's work and I was like, oh my God, that is amazing.
I'd like one of them.
And I just emailed her and said, what do you think? And
about
she came back with a waiting list, like that was a year long. It was
oh, really?
Yeah, I had to wait a long time.
Isn't it funny? Why these people are such in demand? Because it's, I mean, people run out of arms after
Or space.
So, I mean, what do you do after a while?
But I'm not sure if I'm going to get another one because the pain was
too
pretty
much?
Intense.
Was it?
Yeah, I can see why people get them done when they're younger.
Could you get a sharper needle or something?
God, it was all dots, so, man. And I don't think Kate can put them up with my moaning afterwards again.
Days. Days. Days.
Self-inflicted pain.
Yeah.
Can't moan about self-inflicted
pain. She was not important.
My favourite thing is, I was a bit young and drunk. That's my favourite. Those ones are my favourites. Show us the tattoo. Oh, no. I was in Magaluf.
Kate's got a drunken...
It's on my back. Tony Little, it was... I had a very bad hangover that day.
You remember when the Olympics came to London? And
2012.
They did the weird, like, logo.
Yeah.
Like, every Olympics has, like, some abstract thing. Kate's tattoo looks kind of similar to the logo. It's
But I had it
abstract.
Years ago when I was, like, 18 or something like that.
So it's faded a little bit.
It's faded a little bit. That's what you're like. That's what you want in life, isn't it? A faded tattoo you never wanted when you're 18 and drunk.
But at least she got six. It's on her back, so it's not too bad.
I forget about sometimes you catch it in the mirror. You're like, what's that? It's something like
that. Brilliant. I love that. That is terrific.
But thank you so much.
I have to say, I've had such a lovely time.
I'm
thank
glad
you, my
you
loves.
Have.
It's been good fun. Well done.
It has been.
Very interesting. Good luck with the books and good luck with the rest of your podcasts.
Thank you.
I hope they all go marvellously well. And if you keep making things like this, you'll do just fine. This is terrific. Well done, Kate.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Anton likes your sponge. Is that something that you never thought you'd love?
No. I want to cover my face in your custard. Yes. That should be the title of our book. Together.
The next book. So yeah, Anton was really, really nice.
He was.
And Kate, you are a good baker.
Well, I managed.
He loved it. He ate everything. Like it, yeah. He really got stuck in there at one point. I didn't think we were going to get him out the custard. But he really, really, really liked it. So good job, Kate.
Thank you.
Browning points for you.
Thank you.
And he didn't look at me that funny over my selfie thing. Anyway, I digress. Next week, Kate,
we have Nisha Katona.
Yeah, so those of you that don't know about Nisha, she is from our neck of the woods. Yeah, she is Northern, which is quite nice.
Northerner.
So Nisha makes Indian cooking pretty neat, actually.
She does. She owns Mowgli restaurants.
There's quite a few of them about now.
Yeah, the first one was in Liverpool.
Yeah.
She opened that a few years back.
Our neck of the woods. We're very proud of this. But also, Mowgli isn't like a run-of-the-mill, like, I don't know, cream everywhere sort of Indian restaurant. It's far from it. So we're quite excited, actually. Healthier Indian cooking.
Mm-hmm. Probably more traditional Indian cooking.
Yeah, rather than our version than our of Indian version. Cooking. Yep. Yes. Very, very, very excited
and
by
I think
this.
She'll be giving us a few tips on how to make a nice curry.
I think she'll be teaching us how to do them, which will be quite exciting. So people should subscribe. Don't you agree, Kate?
They should, so they don't miss Nisha Katona on our next episode.
Yeah, or her magic ingredient. I wonder what she's going to pick. I think it'll be a good one.
It will be.
It will be a good one. She's foodie, so it's going to be a good one. So yeah, we'll see you guys next week, and don't forget to subscribe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.